Now he who supplied seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply an increased store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you performed is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. These are God's words. It took a $10 bill in the cup holder of a rusted-out Ford Focus to tell me and teach me a lesson on gratitude. Was the moment comfortable? No. No, it wasn't when one of the veterans at my job approached me asking for a ride. As we spoke, I can imagine how silly it looked. It couldn't be two different people. I mean, he'd been there for years. He knew the place backwards and forwards, and he was even chummy with some of the higher-ups. And then there was me. I had been there for about a few months, and when I was on the clock, every moment proved to be a moment that I could royally screw things up. Not to mention when the higher-ups looked at me, they'd say, "Hey, you," or "Hey, kid." They never addressed me by name. But that's just where the differences began. We came from different backgrounds, different cultures. We even had a different worldview, and yet he needed a ride. So I revved up my Ford Focus, which sounded more like an airplane than an automobile, and we sat down on the faux leather seats that had been baking in the hot summer sun all day, and we began the trip, the 8-minute trip to his house. And the conversation went, as you might expect, a little awkward. You know, that's just how two strangers interact. And before you know it, he was telling me, "Pull over, that's my house." It was an unassuming place, you know, in a row of unassuming houses. And as he pulled the lever to get out, he opened the door with a loud crack and a creak. And before he left, he reached toward the cup holder, not to grab, but to place. He was on his way to his house before I had the chance to really process what happened, and I called after him. I said, "I can't take this. It's 8 minutes. It's on my way home. This is about an hour's worth of your time. Why are you doing this?" He stopped in his tracks, turned to me, and in one of the most matter-of-fact voices I've ever heard, he said, "Son, nothing in life is free." Then he turned, shut the door, and went on his way. I had to drive home that day with a voice echoing in the car, a voice echoing from that cup holder with a $10 bill in it. And that voice still echoes to me today. Nothing in life is free. Everything has a price. Nothing in life is free. So everything has value. Nothing in life is free. So don't take anything for granted. Taking things for granted, that seems to be a 21st century American pastime, doesn't it? I mean, how many of you, honestly, when you were getting dressed before you came here, thought to yourself, "Wow, I can't believe how much effort it took to make this one piece of clothing"? Or when you were fixing yourself some food before you got here, you said to yourself, "Wow, it's amazing how it went from growing to my plate. That process is incredible." For how many of you throughout the day, as you walked and talked and smiled and frowned and maybe even complained, considered just how many intricate and almost mechanical functions had to happen inside of your body for your eyes to blink, your hands to move, your heart to beat, not to mention your whole world, your whole life functioning as normal. Taking things for granted? But that's only half of the story, isn't it? Taking things for granted is not only a byproduct of familiarity-induced indifference, but it's also a byproduct of the little voice inside of us that says, yeah, good stuff looks good on me. I deserve this good stuff. I've earned this good stuff. These clothes, I paid for these clothes. And this house, yeah, I worked hard for this house. And do I deserve X, Y, or Z? Absolutely. I put the time in. Why shouldn't I have them? Yeah, you've paid for your clothes. You've worked for your house. But is it true that we are owed these things as if if they didn't belong to us, there'd be some problem in the world? These are the sorts of things that I think about while writing sermons. I sat there imagining if I had lived 200 years ago, would I be wearing similar clothes to the clothes I wear now? If I lived 400 years ago, would I be eating the way that I do now? If I lived 600 years ago, would I be as healthy as I am now? You get the idea. And so why am I saying these things? After all, if you haven't heard, this is our fall festival weekend here at Faith. It's a festival weekend. Are you trying to bring us down? No, I'm not. Instead, I bring up these words from the man with a $10 bill to help us consider, to help us view this moment as a gift, as what Paul describes as an indescribable gift. As if nothing in life is free, that means that even this moment came from someone. And I'm not saying that the cost that was paid for this moment is necessarily the events or the food or the prizes for tomorrow. No, someone paid for this moment in much more than dollars or time. And not only did he pay for this moment, he chose us to be in this moment. So let's learn that lesson of gratitude and be in this moment. Not in yesterday, not in tomorrow, but right now. You're breathing. Can you believe it? You're alive. Your brain's working. Your heart's beating. The sun rose this morning, and it's going to set in just a little while. And even though we're so bombarded every single day by the messages from the world saying that everything is falling apart, I don't know about you, but if this is falling apart, it's not too bad. No one's breaking down those doors. No one's threatening our lives. No one's shouting insults at us. We're not in the problems of yesterday or the problems of tomorrow. We're right here, right now. Deep breath. And now that the blinding static and the white noise of the world has died down a little bit, let's look around at this moment and really consider what it is. An indescribable gift from God. A gift given not with expectation, not with payment, and not with return. A gift that's full of chances. The chance to breathe. The chance to eat, the chance to have clothes, food, drink, family, friends, the chance to work, And even though we so often take all these gifts, all these chances for granted, God still gives them. Our hearts are like cups, and God's grace is just poured on and on past the point of overflowing. But that's just what God calls our daily bread. No, this indescribable gift goes even beyond that. We, in this moment, in this place, at this time, have even more chances, a double portion, as it were, of God's grace. You have the chance to be here. To be here, worshiping the Lord without fear. To be here in a place like this. To be here hearing a message like this. But it's more than that. He even gives us the chance, as Paul says, to participate in the confession of the gospel. You get to hear the forgiveness of sins won for you in Jesus. You get to receive the blessings won for you in Jesus. You get to reflect the love that has been showed you by your Savior Jesus. And if that weren't enough, he has given you the opportunity right here, right now, in this moment, to be part of a fellowship that the world can never understand. To worship together, to pray together, to serve together, to commune together, all these things, indescribable gifts. And yet, gifts that the great gift giver never intended to be hoarded for oneself. Gifts that he always meant to be shared and enjoyed by all. And that's where you come in. Members of faith, your Lord has poured this grace into the cup of your heart. A cup that's meant to overflow. And a grace that defies the man with the $10 bill's axiom. This grace is free. There was a price, but not paid by you. A price paid by your Savior. And this grace, this free gift of God, continues to be poured into your heart so that it might overflow and be shared with others. And this is the one who has brought you from death to life. And he promises you, not only will I come back for you, but I will enrich you. Do you notice that in Paul's words? I will enrich you in every way. But he's not talking about physical things, but the more important things, the spiritual things, so that you might be part of the gift giving, so that through you, God might share this indescribable gift. And you know how our gift giver is. He's generous. And so now, today, and this weekend, God has given you another chance. A chance to be generous. This weekend, this week, this month, this year, whenever it is, you will see people you don't know. You will interact with people that aren't members here of faith. You will get to know people who don't share that faith in your Savior Jesus. So what do you say? Can you be that cup that has so much grace poured into it that it overflows to others? Can you love as you've been loved? Can you take the risk and go outside of your comfort zone and plant that seed of fellowship that the Lord might water and bring to everlasting life? That's taking a big chance. I understand. But even as the great gift giver calls us to take that chance, he also calls us with words of encouragement. Encouragement that I get to share with you. God is proud. God is proud of you. You're his children. And you're carrying out the calling for which he called you. This weekend is just but a small example of that. He's proud of your life. He's proud of your service. He's proud that you've heard his word and said, Lord, I do believe. Forgive me for the times I don't believe. And so just as the Lord says in the words of Paul that the service and the work of God's people overflow with thanksgiving to God, so too I thank God for you today. I thank God that he chose this place to perform the works of service that he prepared for it. I thank God that this place continues to be a place where God's promises are shared and the gospel is preached. And I thank God that out of all the churches in the world, I have the privilege to be a pastor in this place and to share the gospel with you and to share the gospel with you. And now my prayer for you is that this gracious God who has been so generous to all of us continues to inspire generosity in our hearts through the fact that he hasn't given up on us yet. God is still generous. God is still gracious. And the gospel is still preached, even here at Faith. I pray for this message and this moment shows to all of you just how much the Lord cares for you. There are people here this evening that you might not know their names. Maybe the overflowing of that grace is getting to know them a little better. There are people here this evening, that you don't know their story. Maybe take the chance and get to know that story, and you might recognize how similar it is to yours. There might be people here this evening that aren't even members of Faith. Will you take the chance and talk with them? Meet with them? Demonstrate for them the fellowship that could and does exist in a place like this where the Spirit does his work? For you know this is a special place. Special not because of the setting or the building or even the people, but special because of the promise that's proclaimed here. As you know, every week here at Faith, we have our hearts filled with a promise that's foreign to the world, a promise about an indescribable gift, that no matter who you are and what you've done, there's a heaven for you. A place in paradise for you, one for you, by the God who loves you, by a Savior named Jesus who died for you. That's a promise worth hearing. And that's a promise worth sharing with anyone and everyone, those who walk through our doors or those we meet after walking through those doors. And so whether or not you join us tomorrow for the event that hopefully, God willing, will bring many new faces onto our property or not, this is your reality too. When you live in this world, you will encounter people of this world. And they need the Savior too. The Savior that is for every man, woman, and child that has ever lived and will ever live. What an indescribable gift. And so what are you waiting for? Enjoy this evening. Enjoy tomorrow. Enjoy the gifts that God has given you. Enjoy them. But also, live lives with hearts and cups that overflow with this grace, with this gospel generosity, because it is a gift from God to you. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. Amen.